Still the same symptoms do not manifest. We described earlier. What does it mean?
That some offenses are still remaining, the result of offenses.
Everybody, he knows all the tattva. He knows, he has all the knowledge of the shastras, everything. But not to see or frame, even the heart symptoms do not manifest. The ecstatic symptoms, romanchakam, pashru, tears, horripilation, etc., not seen yet. Then, these are the evidence of apara. But the writer of the scripture is saying, this is not applicable everywhere. Even some people who are without any offenses, still they do not manifest symptoms of pain.
And
he is not even performing any sinful activity. Understand that a sinful person, or who is not sinful, they are not saying. Somebody is sinful and offensive activities are not sin. Somebody is sinful, but he is not offensive. He will get the result of naam, I think. This is what is repeated here, that he is chanting the names of his son, maybe. He is not addressing the Lord, he is addressing the names. The Vishnudut arrived and he was collected from the dead, and they gave the mantras. He left every sinful activity, went to Haridwar with pure moves. He chanted the Harinam, he attained prem and went to Vaikuntha. Right from childhood, he from his childhood, the child was kept the name Narayan. The day he kept this name, all his reactions to sinful activities were destroyed. And when he's calling Vishnu Narayan, come here Narayan, then this is sadhan. What he's chanting later on, Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu is describing. And then he attained the results of the chanting frame. But he had some tendency to associate with the prostitute. But still he is not offensive. He has not committed any offenses towards Vaishnava, towards the name. Out of last practice in the past life, he has some tendency to perform sinful activities. But no offenses. These are not offenses. But associating with the prostitute, he has some attachment to the prostitute. This is a sin. That he has left his state, wife and parents, but he is not offensive towards the and names, etc. At the time of his death, he is chanting his son's name. The Vishnu immediately arrived at this place. Why did he not attain the results immediately? The results of the names are like the growing of the mango. At the appropriate time, the buds will manifest. They will come to become flowers, they will become buds, and they will grow into fruits. At the appropriate time. Similarly, a non-offensive person, the Lord, he becomes pleased at the appropriate time, he provides the fruits. Must understand it like this. A non-offensive Ajamil, he had reactions to so many sinful activities to suffer from, but because of chanting of the name,
just like a snake whose teeth, poisonous fangs have been taken out. If he bites, it's not poisonous. Similarly, Ajamil also, all his sinful reactions have been nullified. Also the same. By the effect of Harinam or Bhajan, everything is removed now. But still, he is poor or he is sick or he is suffering in other ways in the material world, like the Sudama Vipra, the Brahman Sudama. But he is Krishna's Sakha. But still, he is poor. It's visible that he is poor. Some devotees also we see that maybe they are diseased. Sometimes we see them performing some sinful activities or suffering from materialistic troubles. Generally, this is known as reactions to his prarabdha, the past sinful activities. But Draupadi, Maharaj Yudhishthira, how Draupadi was nearly derobed and insulted. They are not the results of prarabdha, results of their sinful activities. No, it is Krishna's desire. It's seen that desire, that these are just associates who are helping, nourishing the pastimes of the Lord. They have nothing to do with prarabdha, the past sinful reactions. By sadhana bhakti, prarabdha are destroyed. As soon as one starts sadhana bhakti, immediately his sinful reactions are destroyed. The moment he takes shelter of the Lord. But he should be not offensive, he should not commit any offenses. Now, the Mahajan, like Sri Rupa Goswami, he says, Sri Rupa Goswami is saying that, performing even one nima bhakti, all the reactions to sinful activities is nullified. Or, if he is a Vaishnava without any dukkhiti, but still if you see him suffering from disease, don't understand this to be the reaction to sinful activities of prarabdha. This is the mercy of the Lord, so that we may develop humility and progress in bhajan. That's why the Lord has arranged all this in his life. So,
There is a hallelujah translated in the Bible where the mind is fixed. But even in this day, there is no ruchi, no taste in Bhajan. Why the performing Bhajan due to the fixed mind or fixed intelligence? There are even this day the Bhagavad Bhakti where the Nandas are mostly removed, still there is some fault in the devotee.
Printing started.
Without a prayer, we still do not see the symptoms of Paramahansa. Then the body may have Tathagana with no karma, and the eight symptoms of perfection, the after Tathagana, do not see it in their body. Then Tathagana is present and is not seen even in someone who is without faith. And even someone who is without faith, they still have a tendency to commit mental activity. If we should understand that the sin and offense is not the same action.
Printing complete.
An example of Anil, who is a great sinner, but he never committed any offense, no Vaishnava or Namabra. At the time of death, he closed, he chose the name of Narayana, and the four Vishnu Buddhas came. From then he received mantra, he went to Hanigwa for Bhajan, and then went to Vaikuntha. Krishna Chaitanya Thakur said, from the first day when he kept his child very much Narayana, from that day he chanted Namabhava. And all his consequent chanting of the name of his son, Kali Narayana, Ish Narayana, that was all counted as a satisfaction. But still, we think there was proclivity to perform sinful activity within him. He was staying with a woman's maidservant, he'd given up his wife and parents. There was great distraction in him, but there was no opera. Only because of previous habits would he think divinity. Therefore, even though we discussed 2 days ago that should be Satsana, the prayer really, or what Krishna really wakes in the heart of that person to see who desires to hear and share, still, the example is given, everything appears in the perfect time. A miracle cannot appear in the middle of winter. First, the prophet of the mandarin, and the small fruit. And whenever, in the due course of time, at the proper moment, the mango appears. In the same way, even though a person is not offensive, prayer will only appear in its correct time. But still, any so-called simple activity cannot affect him. Just like you call the snake, the teeth out of the snake, and it bites you, there is no effect. Therefore, sometimes we see that disease is the body has disease, or they're lamenting, or they're afflicted by poverty, and we should understand that it is not for us to cover, it is not due to their past, we see Sudama Rinpa, he came to the assembly house to see Krishna, and he was very poor. But Sudama Rinpa is the terminal version of Krishna. We may see another devotee's disease, or you didn't see a mind, even though he is a partner of the of Krishna, he was banished in the forest and suffered so many miseries. These examples of these bodyguards and the terminal associates, these are simply to nourish the people of the Krishna, or to give some teaching to us, to give some example. It is not a result of their corrupted karma. And what to speak of bodyguards, even the Bhaja bodyguard in this world, if there is some disease or some problem, this is not a result of their corrupted karma. Rather, if that devotee is without offense, this is rather simply the mercy of Krishna to keep them humble. So, Srila Prabhupada Swami, another Maharajan, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Rupa Goswami has said, even the Mukta Purush, a liberated jnani, he will have to take the result of his Bharata Karma. But Asaraka Bhaja, Asaraka Harina, he will never take any Bharata at all. Before. Who wants to be in the deliverance? Please, O Bhagavan, be king to put out of your head. Please, O Bhagavan, be to put out of your head who wants to be in the deliverance. So, look, you know, Mr. Kajay, Kaha hai, or look, I love the Kaku, be put out of your head. Put your head out, or Mr. Kajay, Kaha hai, 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 Kaha hai launching a new project called Saver Teams for connecting those people who are not disabled with teams who need Saver done. So there'll soon be a new website, saverteams.com. I was informed here you can pick them up either from me or from Kusanti TV, and you can give me a detail of what you'd like to offer and like that. I think. And that's from Delhi, who's coming to the office.